Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. God wants you to live your life on purpose. His desire is that you will fulfill that purpose He designed for your life. Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Your Life's Purpose by Penina Kako, PhD, offers you an inspirational guide to prioritizing God's kingdom in your life, granting you the peace of God to rise above every circumstance and fulfill your purpose. You'll discover the secret of attaining peace with God even in the worst of times. Apostle Dr. Penina Kako is an anointed teacher of the Word of God, greatly desires to see God's people delivered and set free, claiming their God-given inheritance. She holds a Master of Science degree in nursing and a PhD in nursing. Apostle Dr. Penny is a senior pastor at Kingdom Vision Outreach Center, which is a faith-based church in Milwaukee that has Kingdom of God teaching mandate that she co-founded with her late husband, Apostle John Kako. She has ministered in conferences and churches nationally and internationally and is the director of the Global Care, which is an international nonprofit organization aimed at ministering to widows and orphans in Kenya. Apostle Penina Kako, PhD, author of Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Kako, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
A very important program, and I want to start off by talking about what exactly is meant by living life on purpose. What do you mean by that?
Oh my goodness, living life on purpose is really, the gist of it is the real meaning of life is someone figuring out who they are and what they are here for. Many people ask that question, why am I here for? Live on purpose really takes us back to the beginning of the Master Creator. To be able to live on purpose, one needs to take the perspective or conceptual framework of God being the Creator. Once we do that, then we can come back to Him and ask Him, Lord, why am I here for? Why am I living this life? So to live on purpose is, again, going to the beginning when God said, let us make man in our image.
What is the importance of knowing that God lives in us? Why is it so important for us to know that, to understand that, to realize that?
Right. So that really, to understand and to know that God lives in us means that we need to be humble as human beings to know that we did not make ourselves. And that there is a Master Creator that designed us for His purpose. And knowing that helps us know that we actually need to ask Him for. And, you know, God is really a God of purpose. And to have that purpose, He designed us so that we don't make our own way. And since He lives on the inside of us, then we can be assured that He will order our steps. There's a scripture actually that says that it's not in man's heart to direct their paths or to direct their ways. That tells me that I need to actually rely on the God who is in the inside of me to guide me in every aspect. And He actually comes through in our lives.
We're talking about the book Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose. Our guest on the program is the author, Dr. Penina Kako, PhD. The book is available wherever books are sold. A direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How can someone make meaning of trials and troubles they face in life, what we all go through every day, the ups and the downs? How do we make sense, meaning out of all of this?
Right. So when we face challenges in life, many times, you know, we think it's because I did something wrong or something bad happened. But in this planet Earth, there is good and there is evil. And so when we go through challenges and trials, we need to go back to the Word of God. We need to ask God, Lord, help me to make sense of what is going on so that we are not thrown off. The Word says, actually, that in everything we are to give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything. That means that there are things that we are going to go through that is actually is not God's design. God's design for us is best. And because we are on this planet Earth that has a kingdom of evil that is operating, God's people, and actually all people, go through challenges. What we do with those challenges becomes very important. If we can look past in the middle of the challenges that we are facing and see that God is actually going to be able to work things for our good, then we can rise above all the circumstances and begin to thank him so a way and a pathway can be created by him. The reason I say that is because he is the creator. God is the creator. And no matter the situation that we face, he can make good out of it. The challenges are meant to depress us. But when God creates good out of it, then we grow through their process. And lo and behold, then somebody else actually can benefit and can be encouraged by us sharing those circumstances that we went through and that we overcame.
Very important words. You'll find so much more in Dr. Kako's book, Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose. We talked about what it means to live on purpose. How can one know what their purpose in life is? How do we know exactly what the intention is for our life, what we should do to fulfill it?
Right. Yeah, so each one is created in uniquely different. And that's where we celebrate God's difference, how God has made us so different, so that we can all fulfill a mandate that he has. And he is so unique in placing that inner and desire on the inside of us. And I believe that to know what our purpose is, we can look back on the inside, given that our inside is filled with God. So the number one place is to actually come back to God, God's own intentional purpose for our lives. And we can't do that unless we actually surrender to him. That's when we can start knowing, okay, so what am I here for? What is my purpose and how can I live that purpose out? Many times we see that we have different gifts, for example. If we can submit those gifts to the Lord, to God, the creator, he can guide us so that we can maximize those gifts. And those gifts are really depicted in our day-to-day life. Sometimes we think, you know, that I will wait until I get somewhere. But actually, every day-to-day life has meaning. And we are demonstrating the purpose in our lives as we live every day, even in the homes, in our job areas, work areas, everywhere we are. As the children of God, when we submit ourselves to God, we will fulfill that desire and that purpose in our lives.
Interesting that every day really counts. Sometimes we rush through and think today is meaningless, and really it's not. The book is Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose. Why does being a tree of righteousness, what does that mean in relation to fulfilling one's purpose in life?
Right. So, you know, from the beginning when God made us, he actually made us perfect. He made human beings perfect. Adam and Eve were perfect before the fall. And after the fall, people are so caught up in thinking about, oh my goodness, we have messed up. I'm a sinner. I've gone away from God. But when we come back to Jesus, when we come back to the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes all that consciousness of sin away from us and he gives us his righteousness. And then he says that we actually the planting of the Lord, meaning that he's put a seed on the inside of us. And our job is really to display his beauty. And that's why Jesus says, you know, the word actually says that God, Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. And in that regard, then we are actually planted in heaven by God, having the resources of heaven and the peace of heaven, the joy of heaven, the love of heaven. And now we shine on this earth. People think it's just, you know, us, you know, walking around, but actually it's God on the inside of us. And that's why being, you know, why being a tree of righteousness or that revelation is so critical to me. When I saw it, when I saw that we actually are producing fruit on this earth, people get to pick the good works that we do, get to receive the love or the grace and the favor, but it's actually God's fruit that is shining through us.
Our guest on the program is Dr. Panina Kako, and I'm going to spell that for you, P-A-N-I-N-N-A-H, and M middle initial, Kako, K-A-K-O, Ph.D. The book is Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose. A link on the book directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How can one know what the good news of the kingdom is to bring peace to someone's life? How do we go about receiving that knowledge?
Right. So that actually goes back to God's original intentions. When he said, let us make man in our own image. And with that, it developed, a kingdom that we would live in. But that kingdom was actually corrupted by rebellion, the first sin, which was rebellion against God's word. But when we transfer our faith and take God according to his word, we come into his kingdom. He says now, stop everything, seek first my kingdom, and all the other things shall be yours as well. That means and tells me that the most important thing in life is to understand that actually we do have two kingdoms. We can have a kingdom that is based on evil or the kingdom that is based on good. And so when we live in God's kingdom, then we can know that we are supplied from that kingdom. And that is actually good news. Good news knowing that we actually step into God's kingdom and he provides and he guides us. And the ultimate goal is for us to forever live in his presence. Now we might not see the presence, as we live day to day because that presence is in the spiritual realm. But I tell you, according to God's word, it will happen that God himself will actually step literally in the physical realm of humanity when he brings his new kingdom, physical kingdom. But right now we live in that spiritual kingdom, which gives us so much peace to know that there's a mastermind who is beyond this evil world, who is totally good, that has the best in mind for us.
I want to ask this, and I'll preface by saying it's sort of unfair to ask and not have 3 or 4 hours to discuss the answer here, but we all want to sort out what's the true meaning of life? What is this all about? Succinctly, how would you answer that? What is the true meaning of life?
True meaning of life is fulfilling what we are designed to do. True meaning of life is actually serving God and serving humanity. One cannot fulfill life with serving themselves. And we were never created really to serve ourselves. We were created to serve God and to serve him. True meaning of life is fulfilling that desire and fulfilling that call. Each and every humanity has that call. Think about it. I mean, people are educated at highest levels and prepared at highest levels. And none is prepared for their own good. Each and everyone is prepared. And to fulfill that preparation, they actually step out and go to give service. For example, I teach. I'm a professor. I don't profess myself. No, but I mentor students. I guide students through PhD. I'm a preacher. I don't only, preach to myself. I enable others to be empowered to live lives that have meaning in this life.
It's fascinating how you can take complex issues and break it down in an understandable, relatable way. You can tell that you are a teacher, that you are a preacher, someone that takes words and is able to convey those. And it's just the same in Dr. Akako's book, Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life Purpose. It's a life-altering book available wherever books are sold. How does serving contribute in finding purpose and meaning of life? You talked about the role of serving. How does that contribute?
Serving contributes because, it's so wonderful that we are created in God's image. Human beings, even if we don't know, we are not just material beings. We are actually spiritual beings. And so God made us as spiritual beings, and then he created, the body that is made from the soil and put us, the spirit in there, the spirit man. It's so grateful to know that we can realize God's purpose by serving. Serving means that we connect with a God in the inside of us. And since God does not have a material body and he wants to impact the nations, he wants to impact other people, how can he do that? Except we allow him to use us as we serve. So as we serve, for me, I envision serving as literally Jesus's hands. And that's why we have programs like, Global Care. Through those programs, we can offer our hands to serve widows, to serve orphans, knowing that it's actually God's opportunity to reach other people through us. That's what serving is all about. It's allowing God literally to take us over, whatever we do, whatever gift we do, whatever realm we are, for him to reach out to somebody else who might not even know him.
It sounds like finding our purpose is like a foundation for all of us. Can finding purpose help somebody have peace? Can that lead to inner peace?
It is so critical. I mean, in today's age, we can see there's so much anxiety in the world.
Yes.
And people need to find meaning, where to go, where to start. So connecting back to their purpose helps somebody to reflect on, it's not really just about you or about me. It's about a bigger picture. And once you get the bigger picture, you can get over yourself and allow the immortal being, the great God, to enter into our lives to help guide us. Life is too big to be able to sort it out. And it does not come, you know, with a manual other than the Word of God. The Word of God really is our manual. But unless we go back to that word, what God is saying, really, we will be lost. There's so many challenges, you know, in the world today. But when I hear God saying that, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, to turn back to Him in prayer, and that His peace will come, it tells me that I need His peace, not like the world peace, which is just limited, but I need God kind of peace.
It's amazing how things connect. Why is it important to have peace in order to fulfill one's purpose in life? It seems like the two are connected. We really need to have both.
Right. So to really fulfill our purpose, we need peace. Peace comes when we have settled ourselves. And peace comes when we know that no matter what happens, I have help. I have safety. People struggle very hard, you know, to get, am I secure? The only true security we can get is when we know that we have purpose, and every step that we take have meaning. Also, people, you know, our value belonging. We need to feel like we belong somewhere. And finding purpose helps us know, actually, I'm doing something important in this life, and it's impacting lives. And also, it helps us have more of a futuristic approach to this, an eternal value. I tell people that whatever we do, it needs to have some eternal value, something beyond us that is going to live past us, after at the end of our age, that whatever we do will actually meet us on the other side. So that will help us, because when we don't have peace, we will be in worry and anxiety and so many other things that show up when that happens. And so when we find this is the purpose of my life, then we can settle and allow God to really freely guide us each step of the way.
Dr. Penina Kako is our guest on the program, Live on Purpose, the name of the book. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's tie it together and pick up on what you just said, how important peace is. How can someone receive peace of God? How do we go about doing that?
That's a very important question. To receive God's peace is really just to ask Him, and actually just to be humble and allow Him to fill us with that peace. There is no other way to receive peace but submitting our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm a true believer. God is really so progressive. He has a progressive mindset. He only gives us what we are able to take and reveals to us as we are ready to. So receiving really the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives opens the door for God Himself to pour Himself on the inside of us. And He does that by giving us His Holy Spirit. And His Holy Spirit is our partner day by day. He's our helper. He's our teacher. And He will always guide us. We start somewhere, but we progressively go, move towards, you know, God's best as we grow. And that Spirit of God that is available for all who would ask Jesus to come in is the most powerful force that we need in life today.
You address some very, very important, really life-changing, like life-altering questions in the book of Live on Purpose, and you do it so well. You take complex topics, you break it down, it's relatable, it's understandable. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're in progress of writing?
Yes, I have several books and programs of writing. One that is really very critical for the times is Reigning in Life with Christ. I understand the times that we are living in people, we need to settle and know that we have power, we have dominion. God has given us the authority and the power to overcome all the evils. I anticipate in these last days, there's going to be many challenges, and there's going to be a need for guidance on how do we live in victory instead of being depressed by the situations and circumstances. So that next book is going to be very empowering for people to know that they can actually reign through all circumstances and live in Christ.
Looking forward to that, because that is very important in the times that we are living. This book is as well answers so many questions. Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose. The guest on the program, the author, is Dr. Pekinha Kakko. That's P-E-N-I-N-N-A-H-K-A-K-O. And the book's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And I'd like to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging this very important conversation today. Dr. Kakko, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We appreciate it very much. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book, Live on Purpose, How to Find Your Inner Peace to Fulfill Life's Purpose. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, direct link to the doctor's webpage, Amazon, that will give you the information. Order the book there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.